and continue what you were saying.
I think in that connection, I began to develop and use some of the management approaches and communication approaches that we were developing in our own company, and that were emerging out of some of the continuing education that I think every manager has to reach out to participate in. For example, it was during this period of the chairmanship of the Social Planning and Budgeting Committee that, working with others, we developed the concept of performance review and appraisal, which later became an official activity of the Federation through a committee developed to accomplish just this. I was a foot soldier in the committee work that had to do with the organizing of the School for Advanced Jewish Studies. This was an interesting process, and some of the things that were done subsequently by the Performance Review and Appraisal Committee really borrowed from some of the techniques that were developed in that connection. I think that those people who led the activities towards the School for Advanced Jewish Studies did an excellent job of seeing a problem and finding a way to meet the problem and bring divergent groups into agreement.
Are you now still active on reviewing the progress of these various projects?
No. My work for the Federation has diminished substantially since I've become active at Montefiore Hospital.
We would be very interested in knowing how you became interested and active in the health-related professions.
Well, it was a little bit like getting involved in the country club and at the Federation. I was drawn into country club activities by my father-in-law, who had been a leader of the club, had been one of the leaders of the club for many years, active on the Greens Committee, and also as president of the club. And he kept shoving work of one kind or another on me at the club until finally I was deeply involved. At the Federation, someone put me on an early committee, or put me early on a committee, and the process started. Once someone is involved in a situation, I think that depending on a person's nature, he either takes a more active role, or he gradually passes out of the situation and doesn't move ahead in the organization. I really had no ambition to move ahead in any of these organizations, but accepted the original responsibility, sometimes out of curiosity, sometimes by being trapped by associates who, I suppose, felt that they could get some further contribution of interest and work out of me. So I think if someone hadn't taken a lead to push me into these various activities, I don't think I ever would have taken the lead myself.
Mm-hmm. When did you first become active with Montefiore Hospital?
I can't recall, but through the normal process of appointing board members, I was put on the board of Montefiore, I suppose, about 7 or 8 years ago. My father-in-law, my brother-in-law Jay Foster, and my wife have all been very active at Montefiore, and their involvement had more or less turn me off, because I had heard so much about the hospital from them that, not being active myself, I just stopped listening to it. But once on the board of the hospital, I became an unofficial member of Les Hamburg's then, quote, kitchen cabinet, unquote. We were deeply involved in a number of problems that faced the hospital at that time. And out of this deep involvement, and I suppose my interest, although I said to, I had said several times that I would not accept the presidency because of the time demands, I did finally get backed into a position where it was a question of put up or shut up, mm-hmm. because the responsibility was there. There were no the responsibility was there, and the whole thing was put to me very strongly, and with some strong expressions of support, etc. I did take the job on.
In the last 5, 6, and 7 years, we have been aware that there have been many changes occurring at Montefiore Hospital. I wonder if you could comment on these changes for us and your attitudes toward these changes, whether you think they are for the better.
Well, again, we're touching on a subject that we should all write the book on, or write a book on, but the changes at Montefiore Hospital have been normal changes of progress in part, but in large measure have been the result of a common problem that was faced by the hospital and its staff and the community. And sometimes it takes the recognition of a problem or the actual full development of a problem to enable the people involved to find the solutions. So we have an institution that has been going we have an institution that had certain fundamental principles. There was a period when the jointure with the University Health Center of Pittsburgh put an extreme strain on the relationships that held the institution on an even keel before that. This is not unusual because virtually every institution, every hospital in the country that has gone through the stage of allying itself with a health center and a medical school has had similar problems of re-examination and adjustment. I think at this stage, Montefiore Hospital as an institution has come through the this period of recognizing the problem and dealing with it than most other hospitals in a similar situation. We have many problems left, but when it came to finding a way through this period, I sorted all the problems out into three broad categories, which I felt could best be handled by restating three primary principles that had marked, two of which had marked Montefiore Hospital's operation before our alliance with the university, and one of which had marked the principles of my predecessors in this alliance. The first principle was that Montefiore Hospital must be a pleasant, attractive place for the staff to practice medicine in. Number two, that Montefiore Hospital is a Jewish institution with sufficient autonomy to do well by this principle and to remain a viable institution. And number three, that we joined the University Health Center to improve the quality of our programs, and that this was another basic objective in the relationship. These three principles have, although enunciated some 4 years ago, although re-enunciated some 4 years ago, have stood the test of reappraisal as we move along. The hospital in the last 3 years has continued to develop the caliber of staff and program that has marked it for some long period of time. The great new physical facility that was built in phase four has done a great job for us. We are presently undertaking the rebuilding of the very old facility, now some 40 years old, now over 40 years old. And that's a project that lies ahead of us for this year. Actually, undergoing construction at the present time is one of the most exciting things that I think we have done, and that is to convert the old Lillian Kaufman School of Nursing to a physician's office building and build a new 310-car, five-story parking garage between that facility and the main hospital building, thus assuring for the doctors on our staff a extremely interesting working situation where they have, where they're virtually in the same structure as the main hospital complex. I think that one of the extremely interesting developments, which is a product of my work with the Federation and my work at the hospital, has been the broad general approach to the Jewish community that the hospital is endeavoring to work out with the Federation. The first major project which proved the possibility of doing something special was our program at the Jewish Home and Hospital for the Aged, where I think our people have developed the most exciting program of this kind that exists in the United States. It's been satisfactory from both the standpoint, from the standpoint of all of the institutions concerned, and I think has been a blessing for those individuals who are the recipients of the new service. As a result of this, we have been working with the Federation in its capacity as a planning agency for the Jewish community to find other areas where we can work closely with other Jewish institutions or other segments of the Jewish population in the city. The one of the things that's come out of this has been the screening for the elderly which recently took place in Squirrel Hill. There are other programs that are in the works, and I hope that many of them will mature. I feel, however, that they will all be less exciting than that program which we developed at the Jewish Home and Hospital for the Aged. But in total, they may very well have a much broader impact on the community. we are working through a special committee to develop some of these things, and Montefiore Hospital itself is working to improve the Jewish content of the hospital. This is a delicate kind of a process, because while we are the institution to whom about 75% of the Jewish population of the city looks to for its hospital care, the Jewish content of our total patient load is something between 25 and 30%. So we must be an institution of service to the general community, but an expression of the Jewish contribution to the general community, and also the hospital where our Jewish people and Jewish physicians feel most at home. What else?
You have talked about the fairly recent developments at Montefiore, as well as some that you foresee in the near future that will be worked on. How do you see your role with Montefiore Hospital as an innovator, a facilitator, a mediator, or all of those?
Well, I think that my role at Montefiore is very similar to my role in business, one of bringing together relatively diverse groups and divergent interests, and moving them along and assisting them in finding a common path to increased performance and contribution to the selected areas of their operation. We will never have people in total agreement on anything that is as broad as the hospital. And we will particularly continue to have special areas of concern in our relationships with the other members of the University Health Center. So we have to live really on two planes. We must operate viably as an institution, and we must also operate as a contributing member to the group of institutions. In this latter area, we must be prepared to find ways to have an impact on the broad general directions of the group, while we at the same time make a worthwhile contribution to the group. Acting as a hospital alone, it's vital that we maintain strong contacts at all levels and broadly throughout the Jewish community. One of the main ways of doing this is through the Federation itself. And I'm delighted to note that at the recent appearance before the Budget Committee of the Federation for our annual contribution from Federation, that there was there was an attitude of appreciation and understanding of the role that the hospital can play in the Jewish community and for the Jewish community that far exceeded anything that had happened before. By the way, this review of Montefiore's activities and relationship to the Jewish community was a process that I had started when I was chairman of the Social Planning and Budgeting Committee. So this last presentation by myself was about the seventh of these presentations that I had participated in. And my recognition of the change of understanding and attitude covers this 7 or 8 year period. Now, I want you to save about 5 minutes on this tape. Stop it for a minute.
Could you give us your opinion, Mr. Porter, on the possible forthcoming of federal health insurance?
Certainly, there will be greater federal involvement continually in the delivery of health care. I think that there will be some specific programs adopted almost annually. But how far we are from some broad national health care system, I wouldn't venture to guess. I have an idea that we're still fairly far away, but this is a congressional matter, a political matter, and I don't think that I would be qualified to say. On the other hand, I've recently been active as a member of the board of the Health and Welfare Planning Association, which I've served in one capacity or another for some time. In the health education program, and one of the seminars for this program was hosted by Montefiore Hospital. I have recently accepted the position as chairman of a 30-man commission to develop this program more fully. It's headed, by the way, by Lois Michaels, a one-time chairman of the Ladies Hospital Aid Society. A one-time president.
President,
right. Sure, I'm right. A Ladies Hospital Aid Society, which, by the way, I think we should make mention of here as another of our extremely important links to the Jewish community, with well over 2,000 women as members, and many of them as very active volunteers. We're deeply obligated to them for their interest in the hospital. As a matter of fact, the money that we get from the Ladies Hospital Aid Society and the small contribution that we do get from the Federation are the only sums that we have to develop new programs or to perform any service or activity that is not covered by third-party payors. And as you probably know, the bulk of all hospital care is paid for today by third-party payors, much of that on a cost reimbursement basis. Not all hospital activities are reimbursable. So to develop a great hospital, and we think Montefiore is one, and to maintain its standard at that level, calls for continued expenditures for new programs, for development, for experiment, and the seed money for new programs. That seed money virtually can come only from the Federation and the work of the Ladies Hospital Aid Society.
I wonder if you would mention here about the gift shop and the involvement of your wife.
Adrian was involved in the gift shop at the time it was moved from the old building to the new building. And I think that that I'm being totally objective when I tell you that for a woman who had had no commercial experience or training, that I believe she's done an outstanding professional caliber job in understanding the role of the gift shop, in understanding the market that she is trying to serve there, and in developing the kind of service content mixed with the need to develop funds for the hospital that has in fact created a unique and I think outstanding activity. I'm glad to see that she's back in it. She had some hesitation about taking the job, any involvement on, while I was president of the hospital, but I think that she was right to take the job on, and I think that she's doing an outstanding job at it.
When did you join the Health and Welfare Association?
haven't any idea, but it's probably some 8 or 10 years. Incidentally, one of the most exciting things that's happened to me in that connection was while I was on the board of the Federation, I appeared with Sol Shapiro and Jerry Soroker at an early time when our approach was being made to community fund for our Federation planning grant from the community fund. And one of the most one of the most exciting insights into the place of the Jewish community in the broad general community was gained from Saul's remarks on that occasion. I suggested then that Saul get them down on paper so that subsequent presidents of the Federation would have that outline to draw from. But it was a brilliant presentation, and I was proud to be present at the time it was being given. I've told Saul this, so it comes as no surprise if he subsequently reads what I'm saying.
Could you tell us what are the goals of this health education project that you mentioned a few moments ago?
The goals of the health education project, and this again is a very involved kind of a thing, so I'll simplify it by saying they're twofold. They're to make people interested in maintaining their own health, on the one hand, and they are to coordinate and communicate the activities of all agencies presently involved in health care, so that there'll be a fund of knowledge available and an improvement through communication of what facilities and services are available. That's a very involved sentence, so you'll have to clean that up, but it's twofold. And it's primarily to make people willing recipients of health education on the one hand, and make available to them a good, easily reached knowledge of where they can get the kinds of health care and advice that they're in a mood to receive. Let me tell you something that may be part of your question, but let me get this before the tape runs out. In contrasting the present community, and I'm talking from an institutional standpoint, as well as a sociological standpoint, with the community as I saw it when I came here as a relatively younger person, I think that the community does not have, because of the nature of the institutions and the changing society, the community does not have leaders of the individual personal caliber of the leaders that existed 40, 60, and 80 years ago. I don't think this is a reflection on the individuals or their capacity. I think it's a reflection of the changed society that we're living in. Institutions have become more formalized. Social services that early leaders had to fight to create are now part of every person's expectation. Funds that had to be raised painstakingly by personal solicitation are in large part and in many situations available from one or another governmental institutions. There are huge foundations that are funding various programs. This and many other changes, Social Security, unemployment compensation, hospitalization insurance, the availability of pensions, and so forth, all go to making a very substantial change in the needs and in the delivering of the services that supply these needs. In one sense, this has minimized the opportunity for the individual community leader to arise